Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
I got to be honest with you, man. It was about, what, 5:30? My phone started blowing up, and I was getting ready for a basketball game. I looked down.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? John Harbaugh's fired? The word fired took me by surprise, but I thought if John Harbaugh was no longer the coach next year, you would hear
mutual
parting of ways, stepped down, took a different role with the organization.
Yes.
I did not expect to hear the word fired.
Part of that, though, is related to in his contract, he has guarantees that if he mutually parts, he doesn't get that money.
Yeah.
He needed the term fired.
And that goes back to what I said to Ed. I think he got himself fired. Mm-hmm. I think the hill he died on was Todd Monken.
Yeah.
He was like, listen, no, I'm not going to do it. I think he saw the writing on the wall. I'm about to lose control of this team because if I agree to get rid of Todd Monken, I lose control of the players.
Yeah.
If I don't agree to do Todd Monken, then I'm going to call your card and see what you're going to do. And if you fire me, I get paid. I think that's what that was.
Could be. I mean, that's a very plausible. Or the other option is, you've been here 18 years. Mm-hmm. You brought us this, this Lombardi Trophy. We've been successful. We'll fix the wording so you get paid out.
Okay. I like that too.
I could see that happening.
I like that too. Jeff's readback on the relationship between Lamar and Monken.
I have no problem with the decision making here. I just don't like how it was handled, and everything about this points to something in the last couple hours, basically changing. Because by all accounts, most people in the building expected that John Harbaugh would continue to be their head football coach going forward. And yeah, I know it's something to do with the staffing. It's very clear that John Harbaugh wanted to keep Todd Monken. Lamar Jackson, I think, and Todd Monken's personalities, I don't think meshed very well at times. And I think John was the buffer between the two for much of the year and much of the last couple of years. He was the buffer between Lamar Jackson and Todd Monken. And it's not that they hated each other, Monken and Jackson. I don't want to say that, but Harbaugh was definitely the buffer there to make sure everybody was on the same page. And I think he thinks Todd Monken was the right man for the job going forward and aren't arguing with that. They played great offensive football for the first 2 years, and this year was a struggle, but Jackson's injuries, which are just unfortunate, part of that. So
that's on Jeff's Reback show called The Collective on Twitter. Mm.
So that's just current, that statement.
That's today.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because I've heard that before.
Yeah, Mike Preston.
Before that.
Okay. Right.
Yes. No, before that. Yeah. So I'm just curious. But yeah, it's interesting now how, all of a sudden, Everybody's been exonerated. Everybody doubted this before, and now everyone's saying yes. I find it very interesting. I don't mean, you know,
is it
Zuckerberg or anybody else. I'm talking about fan base. Nobody's believing. Nah, it's not true. President's making things up. Well, maybe not.
I just find it also interesting that his last game of his Ravens career was against the Steelers.
Fitting.
A loss.
It's fitting.
For the divisional title.
Yeah.
Just very, very interesting.
I think that puts them at 23-17 as opposing coaches.
So John
top
Harbaugh
my head,
23?
No. Tomlin 23, yeah. Harbaugh 117. I think that's the split.
Marcus in Baltimore.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
So I think another thing is true. John Harbaugh down on the hill of Falele and Voorhees, because Falele, again, is just the worst thing I've ever seen. But also, I called in before and I said I would be as happy as when the Orioles hired Mike Elias, and I am as happy. I just want to see what he would look like under a different coach. And stop me if you've heard this before. The Ravens just didn't look prepared. That was my thing. I think John Harbaugh's a good coach. He's going to have a job wherever he wants to go. But there's too many times we have gotten out coach and we just didn't look ready for a game. We didn't look mentally ready for a game. And the mentality of your team, it relies with how you are as a head coach. You input the mentality of the team, the mindset, how you want them to go inside of the game, what you want them to think. Like all of that relies on the head coach. And I just did think that there were too many times where they were just not prepared. Before Lamar got there, missed the playoffs. Mentality. Even when Lamar was there, mentality, because there were just so many times when we just weren't ready.
Hey, Marcus,
and that's
thanks.
All I want is for us to be ready.
Appreciate the call, Marcus. 410-583-1057 is the number. What you got over there, man?
I have an AI-generated photo of Bill Belichick and his
boo
lady.
Thing. His boo thing.
His boo. Bay, whatever, in Ravens gear.
Let's hope not. Baltimore, Ralph. What's up, Ralph?
Oh, this Rel. They probably took my name. Yeah, Rel. R-E-L-L. Rel.
Oh, R-E-L-L. Okay. What's up, Rel?
Good morning to you, fellas. Quick question. Are you guys still doing the shovel?
Yeah. We did the shovel early, but you can get the shovel in if you want.
Okay, well, I got two things. I want to give the shovel to people who want Kevin Stefanski to come to Baltimore, because I'm like, bro, do y'all not understand what this man did in Cleveland?
I don't want his stench. Year? I don't want his stench.
I don't want it either. I don't. And another thing, I want to give people the shovel to basically about Luke. He's a rookie, man. Like, y'all have to let up on him. He's a rookie. So he's going to make mistakes. Mind you, throughout the entire season, he did miss some kicks that he should have made, just like he missed a kick in the Steelers game that he should have made. However, he's a rookie, so I don't put the entire blame on him as far as the Ravens season tanking. However, I do put the blame on the coaches. I do put the blame on some of the players on not executing when they needed to execute at times where it mattered, and they just didn't. I understand that in football, you're going to win some and you're going to lose some, especially when it comes to man-on-man battles. You know what I'm saying? So that being said, I honestly believe the majority, the reason why John Harbaugh did get fired is because of poor play calling throughout the season, him not making the decisions that he should have made during crunch time situations. Because it's been times where you look at him on camera, he just looked lost. I don't know, man, but... And I agree with you guys. I do think John Ball did get himself fired.
I think so.
I do believe he sensed that his time in Baltimore was coming to an end. Relationships between certain people in the building, whether if it was certain staff members or certain players, was starting to get stale. His message was starting to get stale. So that being said, I agree with the move. However, I want to get you guys take real quick.
Hurry up, because we got to go. Hurry up.
What do you guys think about Brian Flores being the head coach?
He's brought up several times, and Ed, say
I
it again.
I don't think he's ever head coaching again in the league, because he sued Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, threw him under the bus publicly, you know, sued the NFL for racial discrimination. I just think he had too many lawsuits against all the powerful people in the league.
Mike
Preston, he was wrong, but I just think that's going to damage him.
Mike Preston joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, do you respect John Harbaugh for standing by Todd Monken? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 9:16 in the a.m. John Harbaugh stood on business. The Ravens brass wanted him to fire his offensive coordinator. He said, no. We have different perspectives of that. I think John Harbaugh saw the writing on the wall, did not want to lose control of his football team, so he stood on business knowing that he would get fired and get his money. Ed North said, well, it could have been they parted ways and they fixed the money for him so he can get paid. I ain't volunteering to give you $17 million. If you're willing to walk, I'm willing not to pay you. But possibly. I can understand how that would work.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is a long, this isn't a guy who was here for 3 years. He's there 18 years, and he's close with DaCosta. It's a guy, you know, I know it's Bisciotti's money, but still.
I also believe that, you know, considering that the date at the time was January the 6th, and I'll talk about this later, I think Steve Bisciotti gave the man an early birthday gift because today is Lamar Jackson's 29th birthday.
Today is?
Today. So, I think things were going awry.
It's after a while, with all the reporting that's been done, yeah, something was wrong. Things were wrong. And it you know, it's in retrospect now, it explains a lot because there's different reports. Obviously, Mike Preston had the Lamar Harbaugh, you know, attention.
And Mike Preston will be on at 9:30.
Yes, and now there's the Monken, you know, tension over with, because he was Lamar's not his kind of guy. Then there's the Monk, you know, Harbaugh standing behind Monk and not refusing to let him be released because of that tension. All these things, and I'm not even arguing the validity of any, just saying now I understand why I saw what I saw on the field. You can't have an organization with that much going on internally and expect it to function really well, where The offense is not functioning properly. The defense is not functioning properly. So it's like a lot was going on. It's akin to what's happened to the Eagles this year. Now, granted, they're in a much better position. But there was so much talk about internal pressure in the locker room, tension, coaches, you know, not respected, they're not getting along with them, things like that. And they look really pedestrian at times this season.
So. Damn. Lamar Jackson is just 1 year older than Robbie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Isn't it? It's something, isn't it?
I quit. The reason I think Lamar Jackson, well, I thought anyway that he had a lot of influence in this, but Ian Rappaport this morning also said this.
This was always a possibility, but maybe one that most people did not want to acknowledge. I think if you would canvass people involved in the situation, including probably John Harbaugh, would have said, you know what, maybe consider some staff changes, maybe move forward with the team that they had. For owner Steve Bisciotti, that was not to be. Staff changes were not going to happen, and it did seem that Harbaugh was caught a little bit by surprise about this. There was a lot of focus on the job status of Todd Monken, and what was that going to go? Instead, it was all about Harbaugh. What owner Steve Bisciotti did was canvass the building, talk to players, talk to Lamar Jackson, and decide that it was time for the organization to go in a new, dramatically new direction. It did seem like a lot of the focus here was to find someone to reach Lamar, to invigorate Lamar, to find him, right? I mean, that's sort of what we're talking about here. I'm not saying that it was like they chose a coach over the quarterback, or they chose a quarterback over the coach. It's not like that. It's just which coach can come in and get the absolute most out of the two-time MVP that just had a weird year and a year where a lot of people in the building were wondering, like, is Lamar okay? What's wrong with him? How can we get to him? The goal for the new leader of the organization is to find someone who can get the absolute most of their superstar talented quarterback, which means John Harbaugh, who for years did exactly that in Baltimore before it was time to find a new voice.
Yeah. I think the Ravens are a class organization, but also think Steve Bisciotti is very in tune with this organization and knowing what they needed. And when you have players unhappy, that many players unhappy, and you're paying millions of dollars, at some point you've got to turn the page.
Well,
I think this was that time.
Look, it's an organization. It's like after a while, messages become stale. I think it's true. Like Buck Showalter, he comes in, he straightens places out, and gets things turned around, and then it's time to go. Because the message gets old, because you know maybe his personality or whatever.
Yeah, but I think Bucks gets older quicker.
Oh, obviously, he was anywhere 18 years. Yeah, but I just think it's time after a while, and that's what happened. It may have happened here.
Do you guys? So if you were reading Bisciotti's statement, it said, "Be a team and organization that the fans take pride in." Do you think that he was hearing enough of the fan base complaining?
Oh my God! Yeah.
So because most of the time we like to think that they're insulated from that, but. Like
not owners, coaches maybe, but see, owners have to worry about the bottom line.
Exactly.
If people aren't coming in, then my vendors, my advertisers, and all those people are worried as well.
You're 3-6 at home.
Bisciotti has to be concerned about that. And even you got to say something, Joe. If he doesn't know personally, which I think he does, he employs people whose jobs are to know personally.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go to Ellicott City and get Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Bob, can I say
I'm very happy today. I'm glad they moved on.
Bob, can I ask you? Again, Bob?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Were you or are you a teacher?
I'm not.
Okay. You just have a teacher, professor type voice and cadence. That's all I've always thought.
I do a lot of work presentations, so I'm used to talking.
There you go. There you go. I knew it was something
so
like
you
that.
So you're a teacher.
But there you go. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. I just want to say I'm very happy that they moved on from Harbaugh, and I want to make two points. When I would talk to people about why we should keep or get rid of Harbaugh, they would cite two things. One, they'd cite his winning record, and second, they would say, well, he won us a Super Bowl. I have two things to say about that. First is, as far as his record goes, yes, you know, numbers are what they are, but I think they're a little bit inflated because he got to play against two of the most dysfunctional franchises in the league, the Browns and the Bengals, for those 18 years. And he has actually a losing winning percentage against teams with winning records. So he stacked up a lot of wins against bad teams. That's the first point. The second point is about winning that Super Bowl. Yeah, he did win that Super Bowl. But if you think back, it is a miracle that they won that Super Bowl, because that was the miracle in Mile High game where they should have lost. They should have lost if not for a blown coverage by the Denver defensive back. Jacoby Jones doesn't make that catch. Game doesn't go to overtime. We don't even play anymore after that. So it's a miracle that he even has that one Super Bowl. So in theory, you could say we were a miracle away from Harbaugh having zero Super Bowl trips in 18 years.
Let me ask you this, Bob. Let me ask you before you go. Do you take anything away from Bill Belichick because he coached in the horrible AFC East that featured the Jets, a bad Bills team,
bad
Dolphins team?
It's true. Yeah, you do kind of have to look around and like, what are these teams?
But Bill Belichick won a lot of Super Bowls, though. You don't take away from that.
Is it to win that division?
I get, he's not hearing what I'm saying.
He just doesn't.
I think
you
will hear what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. You're making a great point. It's very valid. It's even more. It's worse there because he brings up the two teams. First of all, the Bengals have been a problem for this team. They've been through a Super Bowl.
Also, they were winning for a while when Harbaugh got here. Is that not the Marvin Lewis era at the back end of it?
Yeah, and the Bengals have been through a Super Bowl fairly recently. It's like, this is not a bad team. And they faced one of the best franchises in the NFL twice a year, which was the Steelers. And the record, from what I said before, I think it's 23-17 in their favor. But it's basically close. It's a 50-50 rivalry. So I'm like, this reminds me of people do religion. They feel a certain way. It's about gay men or whatever you want it to be. And they select something from a Bible and they use that as their evidence. One thing. Not the tall picture, not anything. You can take any one thing and get it to support your argument. It's just sometimes just in the whole water. And to me, that doesn't. It's like you say same thing about the guys in the NFC North. That's a weak division. The Buccaneers keep winning except this year because everybody sucks. The South isn't much better, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's good in the South?
Yeah.
It's the same kind of argument.
He also hasn't beaten up on the Bengals. And the Bills, yes, he's 28-8, but he's 5 games above. Yeah, sorry.
The Browns.
He's 28-8 against the Browns. He's 20-17 against the Bengals.
No, I know. Because the Bengals have been good.
Yes.
Good
team. Yes. So, like, that's not even.
Because it refutes what the caller said.
Yeah.
He's like, two of the worst. That's not true at all.
And this division sent three people to the playoffs?
Yes.
Three teams?
2011 was one of them. Yeah. They had three teams in there, and the Bengals were one of them. We also had callers said that there was another caller 2 days ago that said that Harbaugh's record is only so good because he beat up on bad teams in the last 3 years. We had one season where we set the NFL record for beating teams with over 500.
Did the Ravens go to the playoffs the year the Browns beat the Steelers in the playoffs? Weren't the Ravens in the playoffs that year as well?
I don't know. Do not believe no.
You don't get through with these kind of. He also mentions the Mile High Miracle. Okay, I'll give you one. How about when the Steelers beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl? James Harrison had a 100-yard interception return. If not for that, they don't win.
They don't win.
Is that not a fluke play?
That's a miracle.
100-yard return by him?
Joe LaCroix's Encore 945, but on the other side, the professor is in. Mike Preston joins us up next on The Fan. 9:31 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. John Harbaugh out as the Ravens head coach after 18 years. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. He is Mike Preston. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Rob. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, man. John Harbaugh is out as the head coach. So, Mike, I got to ask you, man. So was the worst relationship in the building between Lamar and Harbaugh or Lamar and Monken?
Probably Lamar and Monken. They had problems, and I wrote that, but no one believed me. And I kept telling people, like, there's issues going on. John was the guy who would always come up and say, it's okay, Lamar, you have to go do this. We need to do this. And that's how he would address it. And he kind of babied him. And Monken was old school. No, one rule for everybody and so forth. And that's the way it went down. And I think it got to the point where I heard they had like 5 hours of meetings in that building yesterday with Sashi Brown and you know, Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh, and that's the conclusion that they reached, that, you know, it was time to go.
Can I, and
they released him.
Can I ask you a question just to follow up to that? You said Monken was old school, and over the years, everything we've heard about John Harbaugh is that he was old school. So I find it strange that there'll be a role reversal and John Harbaugh would step out of that role of old school. Remember, this is the guy that doesn't want the alpha males in the locker room, so to speak.
Yeah, but remember also, Lamar Jackson saved his job. Remember that?
Yeah.
He saved his job because he became the starting quarterback. And actually, Rob, I texted with John Harbaugh this morning. You know, and that's pretty good considering, you know, according to Femi, whatever his name is, I don't have any sources over there.
I'm a Dejo.
I have no connection.
Yeah.
But I texted with John. And let me tell you something. John Harbaugh is very gracious, very appreciative of what the Ravens did for him. 18 years in one spot as a head coach in Baltimore is pretty outstanding. Yeah. Most coaches only last 8 to 10 years. 18 years here is pretty remarkable. And I listen to some of your callers calling in and say, he only won one Super Bowl. There's like 12 to 14 teams that have never won a Super Bowl.
Couple never been.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah.
And you know something? You know, John seems happy. I think he's almost relieved because he had to work his butt off. They started out 1-5, and to get within a possible field goal of getting to the playoffs, it was a fight considering the injuries. But hey, I applaud him for what he did and what he accomplished. You know, in my own life, I know about the faith thing because I'm there and I have my own illnesses. So I understand that whole faith thing and what he was drawing on. But he's a happy man, and he doesn't know what he's going to do. For all these people keep saying, oh, he's going to co-coach again. I don't know that. John didn't say that. What he said was he's excited about the opportunities, and he's going to explore them.
Yep. Yep, I think he'd be great on television, honestly.
Oh, well, he'd be remarkable on TV.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, he's a guy who's always in great shape, good-looking guy. John can make money. And Ed, he's making $17.5 million if he doesn't coach next year.
I know.
He basically got a 20-year deal for being the coach in Baltimore. That's what happened.
Yes, cry me a river. It's like, but I'm glad you settled. I feel the same way. I think, you know, it was getting very tense. There was time for a change. But I really get angry at people that dismiss all he's accomplished here. The Super Bowl, you bring it up with people. He won one. He was lucky. Everybody's lucky for the most part. There's always a miracle catch. Like a 100-yard interception return by James Harrison against the Cardinals.
Catch your trap against your helmet.
Yeah, catch you right. Yes. I don't understand the hatred he's given. This team has been consistently good since he's gotten here. He's been to the playoffs 12 times, one Super Bowl. Last 4 years have been amazing, except for this one. Look, they're 10-7, 13-4, 12-5, and now they're 8-9. Like, how unappreciative could you be? Like, I didn't think.
Right.
I just want to thank. I think Harbaugh gave us a great, entertaining product for years.
Yeah, and I agree. I thought that the downfall for him was when they lost the AFC Championship game to Kansas City here in Baltimore.
Yep.
17-10. To me, that was the downslide. That was the year that they should have gone to the Super Bowl because they had the best team, they had the best record, and they didn't get it done. And part of that was because they didn't run Derrick Henry.
That's right.
Right. And then they go and play Buffalo, and they lose in a divisional game last year. But again, hey, Mark Andrews, if you hold on to the pass and so forth, they win that when they go to the next round, whatever. Things happen. But to just say he wasn't a very good coach, I'm not buying that.
No,
I can't agree with that.
Mike Preston, Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, my friend. Thank you so very much. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Hey, Rob.
Yes, sir.
Take care, guys. All right.
You too.
Man, I'll talk to you, Mike.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go out to the A and get Sid. What's up, Sid?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, look, man. So I wanted to say, like, this firing, like, I don't like the process. I mean, it was overdue. Let me say this, right? A lot of people are happy, but I think they're more happy because we're no longer going to see the same things over and over again and being told don't believe our eyes, right? That's what I really do think people are happy about. But, however, you pointed out a great point. Like, I don't think John Harbaugh should have had a choice. In retrospect, this whole scapegoat thing of sacrificing coordinators was, if it's validated, if it's true, was actually Steve Bisciotti or Eric DaCosta, right? So John Harbaugh really, to me, didn't get fired. He had a choice whether or not he, like you said, Ed, like he was going to stand on his podium and die on the sword next and be loyal to a fault, which to me, that shouldn't even happen. It should have been hey, I enjoyed your services. You got to go. But I respect John Harbaugh as a man. I can't stand him as a coach. And yes, it's my opinion. I don't think he was, in the later years, he wasn't a good coach just because of the things that we keep saying and kept saying all the time. And how do you forget Derrick Henry's on the sideline? Like, come on. But I got mad respect for him because he's loyal. He's loyal. And as a man, I respect that. I had to respect that as a man, much as I don't like him as a coach. And I wish him the best. But listen, I think we are due for a long haul here just because the thinking process of the organization, I don't believe that he should have had a choice to scapegoat anybody. And if that was Eric DaCosta's decision or a Bisciotti's decision, I got an issue with that because it should have just been.
I don't think the GM makes decisions on head coaches. I don't. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, you make suggestions when you're not the final say.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're not in the room, but come on, I think that would be the definition of above his pay grade.
Yeah,
Darius in Towson, what's up, Darius?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. When I found out Harbaugh got fired last night, I was playing mad, and I was like, "Wow, geez, that was crazy." But I wanted.
Did you win?
No, I wound up throwing the interception down. The Harbaugh news tore me up. I wound up losing by 7. But look, I wanted to talk about a candidate I think that would be a good fit for the Ravens, and that's Steven Spags. And I got a couple points.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if
shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For one, Spags has a great history with the Ravens organization, so him and Steve Bisciotti will have a good understanding of which direction they're trying to go. And also, Spags runs the same scheme as the Ravens did right now, which is a 4-3. And right now, everybody's talking about Lamar, where he's trying to get to the hump. Offense don't win championship, fellas. It's defense. And Steve Spagnuolo has already won 4 Super Bowls, 3 with the Chiefs and 1 with the Giants. In the past decade, I mean, more like the past 5 years, the Chiefs defense has been kind of above average. So the Ravens defense right now doesn't have an identity. So when you think about bringing a new head coach in, you want a head coach that's going to have a defensive mindset. And right now, the Ravens need a defense.
Who's won more Super Bowls than any other head coach in the last 5 years?
There's nobody. It's Andy Reid, correct?
Andy Reid is what?
What you mean by that?
He's an offensive mindset. So you're saying bringing a defensive mindset, but the guy that other than this year you've been chasing is one with an innovative offensive mindset. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because he has a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Who's the best player on your team? That's who you catered to in terms of the coaching staff. You bring in somebody who can get the best out of him. Whether that's a defensive-minded head coach and a great offensive coordinator, maybe so. But I want a guy who is all about building that offense up and building around your exceptional mm-hmm. talent. You not only have Lamar Jackson. You have Zay Flowers. You have I don't know what they're going to do about the tight end situation, but you got a lot of
Derrick Henry.
Yes, you got a lot of talent on that offensive Absolutely. Side of football. Defense wins championships. Tell that to Andy
Actually,
Reid.
The running back room is pretty talented in general.
Tell that to Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Everybody's chasing Andy right now. Maybe not this year, but overall, you've been chasing Andy. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. As we look ahead, what kind of coach do you want, or do you have a coach in mind already, Ed? The next coach for the Baltimore Ravens.
Nick Saban.
I'm serious. You're serious about that?
Yeah.
See, I thought you were joking. That's why I said I wanted. What did I say?
Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer, yeah. He said in our chat last night, Nick Saban. I said, okay, I want Urban Meyer because I thought you were joking. What the hell you want Nick Saban for?
You want an experienced coach that wins? Look at the other Harbaugh coming from the college ranks. There's an Alabama connection with Ozzie.
I still can't tell if he's messing with us or not. Usually when Jeremy Let's does this, it's very clear.
I'm better at
Ed's
this
got
than
nuance to this type of thing.
Yes.
You're not even convinced me to talk to you. You want a grape soda. I'm not This is ridiculous, Nick Saban. I don't have a name, although a lot of people are telling me Kevin Stefanski.
I like Stefanski.
Oh, man.
I do. I think he's a good coach with a bad organization. And you put a good coach in a good organization, you'll see a lot of things change. I'm not saying he's my, odds-on favorite, but I wouldn't be upset. Who do you want?
I don't know. Let me listen.
What do you mean you don't know? It's like...
let me listen to Adam Schefter. Let me listen to Adam Schefter.
It's like
ideas.
Asking your wife where you want to go to dinner. You want to go... No. All right, where do you want to go? I don't know. This is exactly
I don't know
like.
What I want. I just know I don't want that. That's right, and that's the encore for the day.
Encore is brought to you by Lion's Den every day. Listen, fellas, if Christmas didn't land the way you had planned, January is your do-over. Because you know what's coming up next, Valentine's Day. You have a month. Bring back that pleasure, passion, and romance. Lion's Den has real gifts, not flowers, not candy, stuff. Stuff that works. Actually, it surprises it works. No, don't panic the day before, and rush out and buy some, grocery store flowers. Make some smart moves before February. Visit Lion's Den in Catonsville, Cockeysville, Severn, Pasadena, or anytime at lionsden.com.
I'll go there for her holiday in February, as long as she goes back for mine in March.
Absolutely.
Ray in Baltimore. What's up, Ray?
How you guys doing this morning?
All right, how are you?
Mike kind of said some things I wanted to say in talking about Moncton. Moncton is kind of the person that with his offensive calling at that Patriots game, I think that Bashotti said, this is it. All them damn Patriots fans was in that stadium were scared to death. When after Henry fumbled the ball and he came back in that game running mad. He was running, he was trucking the Patriot players. And then when they took him out, with those 12 minutes left and we didn't see him again, the Patriots fans were happy. They were happy.
Well, I'll tell you, this is why I don't believe that he was really standing by Todd Monken. This is why I don't believe. Because he couldn't wait to make it clear that he had nothing to do with having Henry off the field. Mm. I think this was his way of getting his $17.5 million. I don't think he said it about Todd Monken. No. We've seen John Harbaugh year after year after year when things go wrong, get rid of the coordinator. I don't think he was. I don't believe it. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn, Ed Norris?
I learned you have a lot more in common with my wife than I would have ever thought.
Who?
You.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. I know what you're going at.
Ask you who, you know, you twisted my nuts over who I want for a coach. I asked you the same question. I don't know.
But I'd already told you. I don't know who I want.
This is what my wife does every day.
I don't want.
I'm hungry. I want to go to. I want to go to lunch. I want to go to. Okay. How about here? How about Brighton? No. How about here? How about the Owens Fish Camp? How about here? How about? No. No. Where do you want to go?
I don't know. She don't want to go to Owens Fish.
She says no to everything I say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you want? I don't know. Anyway, and the other thing is, besides learning that, I just want to say thanks to John Harbaugh. Gave us a great 18 years. We had a lot of fun as sort of colleagues since we saw each other a lot. All of us in this business, me, Rob, Jeremy, all the guys who work here. I think you did a great job, gave us a great product, a lot of fun over the years, and wish you well in the future, whatever you do.
Thank you very much. Today is National Bobblehead Day, which Ed is a fan of. If you ever see this little window seal we have over there, and National Tempura Day. You like tempura?
I love tempura.
And today, go get you some. Go get you some.
I will.
Here you go.
I love tempura.
Birthdays and sports. Former pitcher Jeff Montgomery today turned 64. Former coach Ron Rivera, I think he's former coach, turned 64 today. Alfonso Siriano, 50 years old today. Greg Gagne, 50 years old today as well. F1 racer Lewis Hamilton turns 41 today. Ozzy Albies turns 29 today. Joe, former Major League reliever Frankie Rodriguez, K-Rod, and former pitcher John Lester both celebrate birthdays today. Who's older?
Rodriguez.
Lester.
Rodriguez today turns 44, Lester 42.
Mm.
Happy birthday also to Lamar Jackson, who turns 29 years old today. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.